For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Early this morning, Missouri executed inmate Jeffrey Ferguson for the brutal murder of a 17-year-old St. Charles girl. Chris McDaniel has this report from Bonterre.
The state has carried out more executions in the past 5 months than it has in the preceding 8 years combined. When asked what's behind the sharp uptick, corrections spokesperson Mike O'Connell said,
I think the Attorney General's office is moving to get those orders.
Four justices, one short, voted to stay the execution based on concerns over the state's secret drug supplier. The trial over the constitutionality of the secrecy is still months away. Meanwhile, the state has another execution scheduled for next month. Reporting from Bonterre, I'm Chris McDaniel.
Missouri senators have given preliminary approval to legislation that would tie the amount of weeks a person can receive unemployment insurance to the state's jobless rate. Current law allows people to collect checks for 20 weeks after losing their job, regardless of what the unemployment rate is. Under the legislation endorsed today, Missourians would get only 14 weeks of unemployment benefits if they started collecting this month. That's because the state's unemployment rate sits at 6.4%. The state's jobless rate would need to be more than 9% for a person to receive the current 20-week benefit. The bill needs one more affirmative vote before moving to the House. It's sponsored by Republican Senator Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City. Hospitals in Missouri have eliminated more than 1,000 jobs over the past 6 months. The Missouri Hospital Association released the figures today as part of its push to get the state legislature to expand Medicaid coverage for thousands of lower-income adults. It also states that more than 2,100 jobs have gone unfilled due to hiring freezes, and more than $100 million in hospital construction and renovation projects have been either canceled or delayed. Missouri Chamber of Commerce spokesperson Dan Meehan says they're working on a proposal that would include the expansion sought by Democrats and reforms demanded by Republicans.
The two things need to be coupled together. We recognize that. We know that people are dug in on this issue, but we have made more progress on this issue than ever before in the last month.
The Missouri House has defeated two attempts this week to expand Medicaid in next year's state budget, and five state senators declared that Medicaid expansion was a, quote, non-starter in their chamber. About 1,000 Missouri union members rallied at the state capitol today to combat legislation that would prohibit labor contracts from requiring that all employees pay union fees. The proposal is a top priority of House Republican leaders, who say the so-called right-to-work bill is necessary for the state to compete for jobs. But Democratic Governor Jay Nixon disagreed while speaking at the rally today and said he would veto the bill. He called it unnecessary and misguided and vowed to fight the proposal if the legislature decides to put it on the 2014 ballot. The Storm Prediction Center says there's a slight risk of severe weather in parts of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma tomorrow, including possible rain or tornadoes. The greatest risk will be in western Arkansas, southwestern Missouri, and eastern Oklahoma. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.